Now, one thing that comes to mind is that you're tackling areas that are very controversial, that are non-conventional, that in fact are perceived by many people as a form of quackery, like right off the wall. Like when you start talking about sunscreen being hazardous or, you know, electromagnetic fields having any negative effect at all on health, there's this conventional majority that thinks that you're a nutcase. So what is it about you personally that allows you to be courageous and strong enough within yourself to sort of stand up against that? Because I'm sure you've had all kinds of issues with your other colleagues, et cetera, in the field.
Absolutely, that's true. Well, 50 years ago, I trained to become a clinical laboratory scientist. And in the state of California, it's a very rigorous program. We spend years and years and years just being very steeped in biochemistry and in interning in a hospital. And that rigorous programming that I had in education just really gave me a very solid foundation in biochemistry. Then the companies that I worked for, because they were so cutting edge, they kept steeping us. I just really had almost 20 years of postgraduate biochemistry. So when I look at anything, I look at all of it. What is happening at the level of the cell? What is the effect of hormones and hormone deprivation, what's happening at the level of the tissues inside the body, or what's happening with these hormonally active sunscreens or these nanoparticle sunscreens, you know, what's really happening inside the cell, as well as now the electromagnetic radiation. There is absolutely no doubt about the symptoms that people are getting. There's a biochemical explanation for all of them, for the headaches, for the skin rashes, for the insomnia. And I have that in my latest book, which is EMF Freedom Solutions for the 21st Century Pollution. So I go through the biochemistry. These are not psychosomatic symptoms. The hormones are not psychosomatic. There's absolutely a biochemical explanation for all of it.